You have, we spoke about the laws of muktzeh, and we said there are certain types of muktzeh that a person is allowed to move, letzorch gufo or letzorch mekomo. For example, if let's say I have an object, we gave an example, like a remote control that you use, let's say, for a television or for a video game or the like. That item is considered muktzeh. It's a kli shemeachta le'isur, let's call it. It's an item that is used for a forbidden use on Shabbat. But we said if you need its spot or you need its permissible use on Shabbat, you'd be allowed to move it. And we gave an example, let's say I forget the remote, I forgot it on the couch, and now I want to come Friday night and sit on the couch to relax. I see the remote is there, so I'm allowed to pick up the remote and move it somewhere else in order for me to be able to use that spot on the couch. Now the question is, let's say I have this object that I left somewhere outside, and let's say it's starting to rain. So I don't necessarily need to move it for its spot or for its permissible use. I'm not allowed to move it myself. Now the question is, am I allowed to ask a non-Jew in that circumstance to move it for me? So generally speaking, we said that the law is when you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to move to do something asur for you on Shabbat, that's only when it's a rabbinic law and it's letzorech mitzvah, if it's for a mitzvah. Over here in this example, what are we referring to? We're referring to muktzeh, which is 100% midrabanan, it's only rabbinic. But even more than that, since this type of muktzeh is only, it's permitted for you to move, letzorech mekomo, letzorech gufo, you would be allowed to move this type of muktzeh if it was for its spot or for its permissible use. So therefore, in order for the object not to get destroyed, not to get broken, not to get stolen, something of the sort, you'd be allowed to ask a non-Jew to move it inside for you for that purpose. But even more than that, let's say it's a regular muktzeh object, and a person has a big need, for example, he's afraid it would get stolen, or he's afraid something will happen to the object, since muktzeh meikaro is only midrabanan, it's only a rabbinic law, so therefore if there's a big need, a person would be allowed to ask a non-Jew to move it for them on Shabbat. Have a great day, gentlemen.